Do you want to lose weight but struggle to stay committed to a meal plan because you constantly feel hungry? Does food provide you comfort when you are bored, angry, lonely, or sad? If so, you are in the right place. My name is Kristen Jones, and I'm a life coach specializing in emotional eating and weight loss, and I'm also a lifelong emotional eater. I want to provide you with information, motivation, and support so you too can learn to manage your issues with food and develop a healthy relationship with yourself. Welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Podcast. My name is Kristen Jones, and thank you so much for joining me this week. So as you know, as per usual, most of the time you see me here and I'm by myself, just, you know, yammering, doing my thing. But I always love having a guest, you know, I guess that's going to add to all the listeners and to anybody who's watching the podcast, a person who can be inspirational, who can, you know, possibly serve as motivation, but just somebody who is kind of embracing what I teach and just having an amazing go round. And so that's what we are going to talk about today. We are going to talk to Leslie, and I'm hoping I'm going to pronounce your last name correctly. Leslie Fusaro.
Yep. That's Woo, close.
Got it. Okay. It's close. Okay. Yeah, close.
Yeah, Fusaro. Fusaro.
Fusaro. Okay. So Leslie is from Arizona, and she is a member of the Breakthrough membership. She's a member of the Breakthrough Emotional Eating Community, the large free group that I have, and then also the Breakthrough membership. And Leslie has been in the program for about 6 weeks. She, you know, signed on as a new member when I reopened the membership at the beginning of June. And she has had what I would consider a pretty amazing run so far. And so I just really wanted to have her come on and share just, you know, a little bit about herself, a little bit about, you know, where she came from, what she's experiencing in the membership, and then talk about her results and talk about why she is getting the absolute amazing results that she is getting. And there's just a lot, to Leslie's story. And so I'm really excited for you all to hear it. So without further ado, Leslie, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. I really, really appreciate it. And I know the listeners as well as the members in the group really appreciate it too. So can you For anyone in the Facebook group, again, we are live in the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community on Facebook, www.facebook.com/group/food-breakthrough. If you're not a member, you need to be one. So come on over and join the Facebook group. It's free when you come in. We immediately start inundating you with all sorts of free stuff that you can use to start looking at and addressing your emotional eating. And that's what Leslie did when she came in. But she also decided after being in the group for a rather short period of time, and she'll tell you all about that, that she decided to opt in and do one of the paid programs that we have. So, so Leslie, can you tell the listeners a little bit about kind of your history with your weight, with emotional eating, kind of where you were that led up to you finding the group?
Well, I've been overweight my whole life. And I don't remember not being on a diet. From the time my first thought was when I was four, I remember being there, my dad criticizing me about my weight at a four-year-old kid. Wow. And saying, you know, that I felt like as a child, I felt like I was a bad person. I didn't know it was, you know, I didn't know he had mental issues and, you know, he was depressed and unhappy and emotionally abused food himself. I just knew that my dad didn't like me and, and I felt like a bad person. And, my mom was never overweight, but she, has always been obsessed with it. I don't know why. She still is. She's partially senile now and still obsessed over. That's the one thing. She's still focused on food. I think between the two of them as a child, I just ended up with major food issues and emotional issues. I never felt really accepted by them because of my weight. But for me, it wasn't, it was like, I felt like weight and food were part of me. It was together. It wasn't just, you know, that you're this and you have, you know, and then you're also happen to be on weight. For me, it was that it was part of my soul, me, you know, and, you know, it was part of my soul, you know, there's my security. It was my comfort. It was my, my safety, my acceptance, my friend, you know, and that was the one thing. No, I always knew that would be comfortable, you know, my dad might say things that are mean or whatever, but I knew I could always go to food. And so, you know, as a child, I hid food. And interesting, I found many years later, my father had done the same thing at his child, you know, from his, so this was a several emotional issues through generations. So, you know, and it's always been kind of a constant cycle of either eating and gaining or losing, and you know, and it was back and forth. I didn't know how to eat for food. It was only for emotions. I mean, they were hand in hand, and I just all of it was all because of emotional eating, and every day I was either losing or gaining weight or gaining. I've sat here since I went with the group. I counted, there was 10 times that I know of at least that I've gained over and lost 60 pounds, and 4 times I've gained 100 pounds and lost it, you know? Oh, wow. So, I think about how much weight I have lost. You know, I'd be really good at that. You know, you'd think I'd be great at it, but it was always, I think it was it was the emotional part. It was it was that, and I couldn't understand. I felt like I had two brains, you know, I almost felt like I have this very, stressed, you know, tough person, and, you know, I'm strong, but then I turn around and then I'd be, you know, I could just melt. It just was so, it was so weird, you know? And, and so that I did knew that, Jeannie Roth, she's the, she does, what is it?
Compulsive eating.
And, so I knew about it and I knew I had it. But I didn't know what to do with it or how to fix it, you know? And so that's kind of where I've been up until, you know, then I had my gastric sleeve in 2016 and I lost 163 pounds, which was great, except I went down from 344 pounds down to 185, never even hit my goal. And I started going back. It was just like something holding me back, you know? And, so now it's was sitting here up in, the last year, and that was in 2016. So that when I first had my sleeve, so, you know, I think I got to my lowest when I was about 2018. And then I started going back slowly. I was slower. It didn't gain, you know, but here I am in 2022 and I'm almost 100 pounds over again. And my feet hurt. I have, you know, and I'm like, this is terrible. I'm 54 years old. What am I going to do? I have a little grandson, you know, I can't hardly, you know, my feet kill me. I can't hardly walk sometimes. And at one point I had a stroke a year ago as well. And it's not modal. It was all language. So, but I'm working very hard on that.
Absolutely.
I'm back at work, you know, I mean, I'm back at work. I'm a nurse as well, but so in a administration. So, but anyway,
yeah.
So that's kind of...
So how did you come across the group?
Well, and that's what was so funny, because I thought, okay, so I was sitting here and it was the end of May, and it was like May 25th, in fact, and I don't use Facebook. I have it. I don't look on it. I go, you know, I pretty much stay off. But then I thought, well, you know what? What had all those gastric sleeve groups on there? I'm going to look, you know, mm-hmm. and started looking. I thought, well, maybe I can get some spark, you know, mm-hmm. to do better. And I'm listening to them and I'm like, I mean, everybody's miserable. They're all just whining, and they're either whining about not being food or too much. I mean, it was just crazy. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, this is annoying. And I feel like I given myself a new life through mm-hmm. having my stroke and mm-hmm. learning to speak again and all this stuff. And so I thought, you know, as much as I beat myself up, I don't beat as bad as they do. So mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to listen to them, mm-hmm. you know? And so I just started scrolling through there, and, mm-hmm. And Kristen showed on the little tube. She must've been doing a podcast or mm-hmm, something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she just started, and she was talking about it, you know, emotional eating. Mm-hmm. And I'm like listening, sitting here through my phone. And I thought, wow. And I thought, this is different, you know? Yeah. And mm-hmm. I just was like, wow. And so I started scrolling, and that was on a weekend. And I literally spent all weekend looking at her and her. And I watched several mm-hmm. podcasts mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I looked posts, and I started watching what people were saying, you know, mm-hmm, talking mm-hmm. on there. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so, I felt like my mind was blown. Like, mm-hmm. and then she happens to have that June. It was time for a new.
Yep. Meeting. I was doing the June membership drive. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it was like, you either have to go now in June 1st, or you have to wait till like September. And I thought, you know, I thought, no, I'm not, I'm, and I thought, no, I am really feeling like this is something really, truly working. Mm-hmm. I mean, or, you mm-hmm. know, it really had a different, there was a new thought of mm-hmm. the brain and all this stuff. And so, yeah, I literally signed up on, I think I signed, I it was May 25th when I first met her mm-hmm. on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And well, she didn't meet me, but I meet her. And on the, I think I signed on the 28th or so. Yeah. And, And
so just so you all know that it does work when you actually say, and you have to sign up now. So that little urgency, it does work. If those people who are marketing out there, I think, and probably one of the things I said was, and I do remember saying this was, if you can wait until September, but where are you going to be in September?
Yes.
Like
yes.
It's going to be 3 months. Where might you be? If you don't start doing something now, where are you going to be? Yeah. And that really is true. And that's true. That's true for anybody. That's true for anybody. It's like, if you find something, and this is not, and I will say this, and this is not just in reference to me or anything that I offer, but it's with anything, you know, it's like, you know, we can think about it. We can analyze it to death, but sometimes you just have to take the chance, and you have to just decide like, okay, I'm gonna try it. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And if it does work, I think always the thing that I always tell people is like, what if this is the time? Like, what if this is the thing and you decide not to go for it? You know,
that's what hit me right there. Mm-hmm, that is 100%.
Yeah. So thus far in the, so Leslie signed up, for it, just so I can clarify with everybody what Leslie signed up for. So she was in the free group, and she then signed up for the Breakthrough membership. And the Breakthrough mm-hmm. membership is a separate group that has a very large course in it. So it's about 31, 32 lessons, in a course. And then we have 3 coaching calls a week. And then we just have a very incredibly active community.
Yeah, and the group
is just amazing. And so what do you think? I'll ask Leslie to explain a little bit more about how she runs her own part, you know, how she runs herself in the membership, because she does things a little bit differently. Which I love, by the way, that you do things a little bit differently, in a sense of you are using a little bit more electronics, which I think is awesome. But what do you think of all the things that you've learned thus far in the membership? What is the thing that you think is giving you the results that you are getting so far?
You know, I was thinking about that, wondered about that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think it's, if I had to pick one thing, it's the education you're teaching about the brain. And mm-hmm. I'm a nurse, so brain science is my thing. Mm-hmm. And that was probably that's one of the early sparks of it for me. Mm-hmm. But it's the coaching, it's the program, it's that you can eat what you love. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought that sounds crazy. You love your food, you know, but it's learning that, you know, that we all were born with, you can eat and then when you're full, you're done, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. But we forgot that. And I apparently lost mine when I was about three. So, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and I never got how that feels. And so for me, that was something that they had talked us in gastric sleeve, and they all talked mindfulness.
Yeah.
But frankly, I don't even know what that word means. I mean, that's a kind of weird word. I don't, mm-hmm. you know, I get it, but it's kind of this mystical place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, but that's what the primal brain is, and mm-hmm. your pre-cortex, mm-hmm. That's what it is, literally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that is, you know, now that, you know, she's talked about that and how it works and how the sign works, and it's like, oh my God, really? Right. That's crazy. And it actually works. And I can sit here and, you know, I can tell if, like, I call my primal brain Lorna.
Uh-huh. we do that in the membership. Yeah, you name your primal brain.
And but you know, I'm like, oh, when it's Lorna, I'm like, no, you can't, you know, and mm-hmm. and I mean it in it, but it works. It literally works. And mm-hmm. I almost can't unlearn it now, because mm-hmm. I feel like I have a new opening through right. my brain about mm-hmm. this. And mm-hmm. And I've been doing so good.
Right.
And
I'm I've been kind of holding out on y'all, but so Leslie has been in the membership for 6 weeks. I think today is actually, it's right mm-hmm. at 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And Leslie, how much weight have you lost in 6 weeks?
26 pounds.
26 pounds in 6 weeks. Pounds. That is far and away the most weight. I mean, and just so anybody who's listening, this is not a quick fix. This is not a fad diet. This is not something I had no idea how well Leslie was doing until she announced it in a call that we had earlier in the week. And I was like, whoa, what? Wait a minute. And so, and you have just really quietly been going about your business, just doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is, and Leslie, you know, being a nurse, and just, she follows all the rules. She does everything that she needs to do, which is awesome, but she's also seeing these incredible results. And I love the idea that you really are seeing that it is that connection between the brain, you know, between your brain, you know, your prefrontal cortex and your primal brain, and how those two things are kind of interacting with each other. And that that's really what's behind the eating. And it's not about the food. It's about a much bigger thing that you get to always be in control of. And then learning how to manage your emotions. So what is ultimately, how much weight do you want to lose?
And this is kind of funny that I don't really have a goal. I want to be, my goal of this whole thing is to stop emotionally eating. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to eat when I'm hungry, and I want to stop, and then I want to let that go. And mm-hmm. and I want to accept myself and my image, whether it is, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, it may be that I'm at, you know, just to know, I may lose 30 pounds and be done, want to be, that's not what this is about for me at all. Mm-hmm. It's not weight loss at all. It's 100% my emotional issue. And and how it is so connected. And, and for me, it's also part of my scale. I have the same of this obsession of the scale. Right. And that for me, that's one of my affirmations. I do it all day. Mm-hmm. I read the same thing over and over about my scale. Well,
that was what I wanted to ask you about. What, because there's a couple of things. One of the things that Leslie and I were chatting over Messenger about is she mentioned the idea of the scale and how she really feels that the scale can be almost like very controlling, that she feels very controlled by the scale. And so one of the things that, you know, that I told her was, I was like, okay, well, just that we don't need to weigh then. Just stop, just, you know, not every way, but for her, she needs to need to check in to make sure that she's, you know, kind of keeping track of where she is. But the idea of I would say this to anybody, if you're feeling like every time you get on the scale or you go to like weigh yourself and it's, you feel like it's an attack on you as a human being and as a person, like you got to step back and just be like, is this really what I need to be doing for myself? Or do I need to be looking at like how I'm feeling? I don't want people to ignore if you feel like you are, you know, if you feel like you need to keep yourself in check, there's plenty of other ways of doing it. And the scale does not have to be the only measure. I think it can be really valuable to, you know, do your own measurements, to have a pair of pants, a dress, a shirt, something that you can use. But we want to be able to mark progress because you do want to be able to see success, but at the same time, we can't let either our successes or lack of movement be an attack on our self-esteem and our value as human beings. I mean, it's very hard to weed those two things out and keep them separate, but it's something that we really work on. We do, you know, we work on a lot. And so Leslie, you mentioned it yourself. So affirmations are a pretty important, a main part of what I teach also. And would you kind of, I mean, I know you had said that the first week, I think it was on not our first call. I think it was probably like the end of the first week. You made some comments about the affirmations and how you were so shocked by what you were experiencing by doing them. And would you mind sharing, you know, kind of how the affirmations have made such an impact on you?
Yeah, I started on affirmations right from the beginning because I mean, that was one of the other big things that caught my eye was how positive what the whole group and the program was about. It was about, you know, I mean, it was about learning to love yourself and accept yourself as you are. And because then you don't have to emotionally, you know, then you can just eat like, you know, if you're hungry and then you can let it go when you're not.
Right. Right.
And so for me, the affirmations of, you know, I mean, that's like, I have all my pages are all over the place from what I write because I'm not very organized with papers, but which is why I started putting on my phone.
Yes. So Leslie uses an app and you told us to is it Kijota?
Ajita. I always have trouble with what the name of it is, but it's hold on.
I want to say
anyway, it's just a free journaling, you know, one. And
it just keeps track every day, every entry that you do, it keeps track of the days. So Leslie always takes a picture. She takes a screenshot of that and then she posts it in the group. So she does post and she does exactly what everybody else does. Most other people write them. She puts it on her computer or puts it on her phone and then posts it in the group. And so it's incredible. It's great accountability for you, but also it's just a different way of doing it. Some people, you know, are not technologically and that's fine. Maybe everybody can find their own way that works for them. But for you, and then you're able to share that with other people. But I know that the affirmations you had said from the beginning, how much more positive you felt just by doing it within that first week.
In a week. Yeah, it was, I mean, it's just it, and so that I started that, and then it was actually because of the third week was when it was about the scale thing, because I think I'd asked you about the I'm like, you know, I'm having this issue with the scale. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do with this? And she's like, well, just don't get on scale. I'm like,
yeah,
is that okay?
Like, well, yeah, no, and absolutely. And then, yeah. you decide when it's the right time for you. Yeah. And you get to decide. So it's not like a daily thing. It's just, you know, it could be once a week. It could be once every 4 days. It could be whatever, you know, but it's when you know, when you feel like your personal worth is being attacked, whether, you know, when you go to step on the scale, that's not, you know, I mean, one, you have to understand your brain's going to do that, but at the same time, you don't need to put yourself through that. And so there's always ways around that. And that's why, and then I think it's really exciting for you, because then you get on the scale and you're like, whoa, wait a minute, I've lost 9 pounds. Hold on a second. So that's very cool. What would you say to either a person who's, you know, either somebody who's just listening to this as a podcast, somebody who's in the free group, what would you say to them if they were like, okay, Leslie, really, like, come on, like, seriously, it's September now, this thing's opening. What should I do? What advice would you give to people?
I would jump on it. I'll be, I personally, when I first, it was funny, because when I first signed up, I was like, oh, it's $50 a month, you know? Okay. Well, that's okay. You know, but then after within 2 weeks, I was like, I would pay $1,000 for this. I am not kidding, because it is such, it's something with between, it's Kristen, it's her program, it's the, what she says, it's her, how genuine she is. It's all the members that are on my friends now. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, my friends.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I care about them, and I listen, I just, it's the whole thing. It's a package, and it is absolutely awesome. I can't say it enough. You know,
well, you, like I say, you're doing exactly, you know, what you need to be doing, and you're seeing the incredible, you know, incredible results, and really feeling, I personally loved what you said, and Leslie and I were having a little conversation beforehand about, she was just talking about how she feels more confident in all aspects of her life, and not just about herself as on a physical basis, but just feels more confident in general. And I was telling her, that's kind of my sneaky thing, is that I the weight loss is just kind of the vehicle for everyone to just feel better about themselves, and just to be able to understand that, like, your life can be anything that you want it to be. It doesn't matter where you are, but we have to start believing that who we are, and as we are just walking on this earth, we are all worthy of absolutely anything and everything that we want to have. And that everybody can have that everybody can bring that into their own lives by how they believe about what they believe about themselves, their thoughts, their beliefs, their actions that they take, and it's all there for you. So, it's kind of the weight loss is the vehicle, but it's an awesome byproduct. But it's not really how you feel about yourself and how you walk away from the program feeling is really what's more important to me than anything else. So Leslie, anything you want to share before we go?
The only thing I would say too, with everybody, and you know, that you really have to really seriously take the sit down to eat your meal and make it quiet, turn your TV off, don't put your magazines, nothing, and sit down and focus that you're having a meal, because we don't have we don't know how it really felt to be hungry and be satisfied. Mm-hmm. And so, I have to sit here by myself, you know, but if I just start looking at my phone or something, I've noticed, I lose that, because you can literally feel it. There's a moment that you all of a sudden go, you know, I think I'm satisfied. Mm-hmm. But it's not when your stomach is hurting. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, and
you're way far gone by that time.
Yeah, you have to. And so that's almost the hardest thing that mm-hmm. to really focus on that, I think. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, so I tell that would be my biggest thing that, you know, really, really focus on that, you know, mm-hmm. and thinking about how that feels, that feel of hunger mm-hmm. and satisfaction. And then, you know, and then you can always remember, I mean, we had one of our weeks last week, we're supposed to eat something that was one of our things we can't eat, a trigger, you know, that we would never. And mine, of course, is cheesecake. I love cheesecake. Mm-hmm. And so I brought my piece of cheesecake and it is still in the fridge. I ate the two bites the first day and I have had on my plan every night. I've had my plan, but I have not eaten it. Oh. And because I'm like, it's okay. I'm all right with it. I'm not. You know, and it's still sitting there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm okay with it.
Right.
You know, and I know that if I want it, I'll have it tomorrow.
Right.
And it's that taking that away mm-hmm. from, you know, that you're taking things away from people.
Yeah.
You're okay. You can do it. You can have whatever you want.
Right.
Just wait till you're hungry.
Right.
That's it.
Right. You know? So what for everybody listening, what I had everybody do last week on last Friday was because the weekends are usually, we have a Friday call and it's the weekend prep call. And so we always have, we kind of talk about the weekend and kind of how we address the weekend, especially in the summertime, you know, cause there's parties, there's, you know, there was 4th of July, there's all these good things happening. And so what I told everybody who was on the call was I asked them to pick out something that ordinarily they would never eat if they were on a diet, because we are not on a diet. We are just learning a new way of eating. And so, So I said, you know, pick something that you ordinarily, if you were on a diet, you'd never have. And I want you to commit to eating that this weekend in some way, shape or form, because we also wanted to work on getting rid of the story that we have about those foods, because most people have, I think almost everybody. And so for those of you who are in the group, as we are sitting here talking, I want you to post in the comments, what is your quote unquote, I hate the word trigger, but I'm gonna say it anyway, trigger food. What is that food that you're like, oh, I can't have that. Especially if I'm on a diet, I can't have that because I'll have 15 of them. So what is, everybody has one, but what we do is we create this story that we are totally out of control, that we'll never be able to stop eating, that we'll, and Leslie, I'm sure you probably did the same thing with your cheesecake, is that was the story. And the idea is to prove to yourself and to stop telling yourself that story, because when we tell our brain that story, our brain goes right along with it and is like, oh, okay, that's what we got to do then. And so we've got to start changing that narrative to being one where we're empowered and we get to make the decisions about what it is that we want to eat and how we are going to respond to foods, not let our emotions be dictated by that food. Food doesn't get to be in control of us. We get to be in control around food.
Yeah.
So that's the key. All right. Well, thank you, Leslie, so much for spending time with us. I so appreciate it. And I think that what you talked about was so, so very important. And just again, the whole idea of understanding that there is that, this isn't about food, that it is really about, you know, about your thoughts and about, you know, how you feel about yourself and the words that you're saying to yourself. And so all those things really come together and really can create some incredible momentum. And I know everybody who's watching, I'm sure, wishes you the best on your continued journey, whether it means more weight loss or whether it just means feeling better about yourself. That's what we really care about. So thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate that. And thank you for all of you for listening. I appreciate you all doing, you know, again, tuning in, those of you who are live in the group, those of you who listen on the podcast, do remember that I do have a free course, and if you are in the breakthrough group, you absolutely can send me a message and I will send you a link to take my free course, which basically kind of goes over the basics of what Leslie started working on just 6 weeks ago and now has lost 26 pounds and is continuing on her way. But we also will, the membership will be opening again in September, the beginning part of September. So keep an eye on for that. And, We'll get you, if that's something that you're interested in, I can always get you information for that as well. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this week. And I will see you all next week. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. For more information on emotional eating and losing weight, please go to www.facebook.com/groups/food-breakthrough and join the Breakthrough Emotional Eating community. I hope to see you soon.